I think there'll be better if there are questions that would open a very wide field. Kitne din hai?
All are from the educational background. We have a big campus over there in CMB.
Okay.
So each one is either principal or a director of education, and they are facing a problem about the bilingual languages implementation.
Achha.
Especially multilingual approach.
Ah. तो प्रॉब्लम किस तरह की
प्रॉब्लम नहीं है, वी जस्ट नीड टू लर्न, वी आर हैविंग द बाइलिंगुअल पेडागॉजी, बट एज वी हर्ड ऑफ दैट हियर स्टूडेंट्स आर लर्निंग नॉट मेनी लैंग्वेजेस राइट फ्रॉम द बिगिनिंग, राइट फ्रॉम द चाइल्डहुड, सो वी वांटेड टू नो अबाउट दैट पेडागॉजी स्पेशली हाउ यू आर स्टार्टिंग विद द चिल्ड्रन बेसिकली द लर्निंग लैंग्वेज एक्विजिशन. For that we are over here, so if you can make us understand something about that, will be a great
help. I'm not sure I can tell you the details, but this I can tell you just a few things.
Sure.
That language learning, as many languages we learn, the better it is from the intelligence point of view, because the mind learns to deal with the same problem in multiple ways. So that's one beauty about different languages. So normally we play with thoughts, now we begin to play with ideas. The same idea can be conveyed in different thought patterns. So it's a very good thing from the point of view of the development of intelligence. That much is sure. Of course, we know Aurobindo himself, he had so many languages to his credit. English, French, Italian, Latin, Greek, in India, Bengali, Hindi, Sanskrit. So Gujarati, of course. So languages should be learned, but it should be introduced from childhood. तो बच्चों के स्टेज से ही शुरू करना चाहिए. अब उसमें कैसे इंट्रोड्यूस करना है, द मेथड विच इज़ यूज्ड हियर इज़ वेरी डिफरेंट. आई एम नॉट श्योर वेदर इट कैन बी इजली अप्लाइड देयर. सो यहाँ तो यू आर पुट इनटू द सी एंड यू लर्न टू स्विम विद अ टीचर अराउंड. सो आई विल जस्ट गिव यू वन एग्जाम्पल. आई वॉज शेयरिंग यस्टरडे व्हेन माय सन गॉट एडमिशन हियर, सो वी केम टू लीव हिम इन द किंडरगार्टन एंड the teacher, she started speaking to him in French, Sida, with playing the ball, and she would give a command in French, ki udhar se le aao, but neither we understood nor obviously he understood. So we tried to tell her that he doesn't know French, he just stopped us, says, don't worry. So it was like hands-on learning. And I think that's a good way of learning, because normally learning language from the book gets often disconnected with real life. How do we learn any language? It's always an on job, if I may say so, hands-on experience learning. Because how does a child learn organically any language, even mother tongue? The child is not taught by the mother, this means this means that. He learns, and then the mother corrects, he imitates what the mother is saying and learns. So that is the best way. So if you go by the pedagogy point of view, it's a different approach altogether. But that's more academic, and it has its own place. I'm not saying it doesn't have a place. And if marks are important, then yes, then you have to follow the protocol that the people give. So
that's how the child is going to learn.
Yes. Exposure to that language through many ways. So I know.
In his environment around, then he's going to.
Yes, so I'll give you another example. For example, I know a child who has started learning French last 3 months, and she doesn't know French at all, and she just got interested. So normally, wo tried through YouTube, but it didn't work. So there is a teacher in French who teaches in the conventional way. So I said, you read mother's prayers and meditations and send some video clippings of the mother in French. And that was very helpful. Within 3 months, he has picked up French like this.
What age the child?
11 years. So children, in fact, are much more receptive. Actually, younger the child, the better it is. So all that was required was to, when she heard mother's conversations in French, and so prayers and meditation is in French as well as English. So I told her that you read in English and you read in French or vice versa. She reads in English first, then in French. And it's so easy. And now she can hold a reasonably meaningful conversation. Just 3 months. So children pick up very fast. But I think a lot of things with regard to language or any new learning is a mind block. So there are two kinds of mind block. First is, nahi ho sakta. कैसे होगा ये माइंड ब्लॉक, तो हम लोगों का काम है हटाना. वो कोई भी चीज़ में नई चीज़ आती है तो. सेकंड इज़ दैट वी आर यूज्ड टू लर्निंग इन अ सर्टेन वे, एंड एज आई एम श्योर वी ऑल नो दैट यू हैव टू लर्न टू थिंक इन दैट लैंग्वेज. सो द बिग प्रॉब्लम इज ट्रांसलेटिंग. दैट्स जस्ट द रॉन्ग वे टू लर्न ऑल्सो बिकॉज ईच लैंग्वेज हैज़ इट्स ओन न्यूएंसेस. अब हिंदी में अगर बोलें तो गाड़ी, मतलब जो भी है हम लोग जैसे यूज़ करते हैं, आती है. हमारे जेंडर बड़े अलग होते हैं. सो मैनी थिंग्स वी हैव एक्सप्रेशंस विच आर यूनिकली बिलोंगिंग टू दी एथॉस. दे रिफ्लेक्ट दी कल्चर एंड द एथॉस. सो दिस टेंडेंसी टू थिंक इन वन लैंग्वेज एंड ट्रांसलेट इन टू अनदर राइट फ्रॉम बिगनिंग शुड नॉट बी देयर. Like at least I am grateful for my teachers in convent school. So they are very clear about it. Don't think in Hindi, then write in English.
It's distorted.
Yeah, it's distorted. So you are neither here nor there. So that's the third part which I think is important. And another aspect of language learning is that one is language which is suited for analytical type of thought. And the other is poetic expression. They are controlled by different areas of the brain. So I feel both types should be there in learning. So what happens with the poetic language, you have artistic side, holistic understanding. Expressions are different. The child can develop a lot because a lot of poetry is about symbolism. So I give this example ki if you speak about moon, to a scientist, he means something very different than you speak to a poet. And children must right from beginning learn to appreciate that. Why this is important is because ultimately the goal is not language learning but progress. So if you keep that as a yardstick, the child must progress as a human being. So now, I'll just slightly give a recent example of an interchange over email. So there was a person who was saying, you know, everything has to be measured by science and etc. So at some point I had to intervene. It was a group chat. I said, look here, reality can be seen in many ways. Science is one way of perceiving it. We don't cancel it. But art is another way of perceiving it. You can't cancel it. So an artist, when he looks at the same reality, he looks at it as something of beauty and wonder. You can't say your perception is invalid. And all these different, a religious person, he looks at the same reality very differently. A spiritual person looks at it very differently. So without cancelling each other, you can create a beautiful synthesis that reality is many-sided. Just like a human being has many sides. So I think one of the things which is missing in our language studies is that we don't go deeper into poetry. Which should be an important ingredient. It develops a totally different side of not only understanding of a language but growth as a human being.
When it comes to learn science and mathematics in French,
yeah,
and when they go out of Pondicherry, out of the system for higher education,
yeah,
they have to pursue science and mathematics in English.
Yes.
So how that transition has to be smooth.
Yes, so it's pretty easy.
Technical subjects.
Absolutely. So now, thing is that they have learnt English as a language anyways. Mm. So, as far as the basic communication is concerned, it's fine.
Okay.
The technical part is, most of the students I know, they learn very fast. It doesn't take time at all. So, also we have these examples, like in Russia, you go to Germany, the medical textbooks are taught in the local languages. They don't teach surgery or medicine in English. It's in German. But the moment they have finished, they are in the world at large. Some of them go out and practice, or they are in touch with, through telemedicine, with, they engage in conferences. So it doesn't, you see, the basic fundamentals have to be clear. So I don't know how they do it, but my own feeling is that it is not difficult. The transition is smooth. Because basic language, yes, skills should be there. In fact, I do believe that mother tongue should be a very important medium of instruction.
When children in one group, they are from the different background and having the different mother tongues, and they learn these technical terms again for science and mathematics in French.
Hmm.
So, how do they perceive this? This is very much important for us to understand.
They become wider. They see, there are two ways. One is, there is an initial difficulty, and this can be generalized in life actually. So you take a narrow path, it's easy. But as you go further, the narrow path becomes difficult, because you will be exposed tomorrow to the world at large. You start with the wide path, it's difficult. Narrow path is always easier. Mohalla, ye mohalle se wo mohalle gaye, bahut acha hai. And the person goes to, you know, outside, one is lost. But you start with wideness, then actually, because the mind becomes supple, see, what really helps in adapting is the suppleness of the mind. So if the mind has become supple, if the neuronal connections have worked in certain way, even purely neurophysiologically, if the neurons have learned to adapt to the different twists and turns of the language, when they go out, they will pick up anything very fast. But if there is, so that way, that's why I feel three language is a very good thing for children's development. And in fact, if you go back to our ancient system, five languages were considered to be important for everybody to learn. So I am forgetting the names, but you know, they are Sanskrit names. So one was the language, your mother tongue, that you must know. Second is the local language, you must know. Third is the language, the national language, you must know. Fourth is the language which is internationally applicable, where if you go out, you must know. And fifth is the language which you feel most like origin, which was Sanskrit. So one should know. I mean, I know it is debatable whether Sanskrit or Tamil, because both came from Shivji, but that apart, but it's true that if you learn, also in language learning, Shobhinda has given us a very interesting key. So if this is applied in schools, again, I am just talking from an idealist point of view and what they do here. But in terms of application, each one has to discover his own ways. So he even gave certain roots. So the origin of language is a very fascinating subject. So origin of language is sound, not words. And from those sounds, we discover certain common roots. For instance, st. So we have sthit, we have stand. And there is an equivalent in Latin. There are many words like that. So when we go to the roots, in Sanskrit, from one root you can, that's why Sanskrit is so fascinating. Once while sitting, suddenly I had a very intuitive flash of, the word which is go. So we normally think go is cow, but from go comes Gupt, from go comes Gopal, from go comes Govind. And of course, this word is used in a very wide sense. So go becomes light, the guardian of light, the keeper of light. From ga comes Guru. And Gupt, hiding the light. So, I think understanding of the roots in any language are important. If we go back to the roots, it's not difficult. Many languages have very common roots. Shobhinda has done a very fascinating work with regard to connecting Sanskrit and Latin and Tamil. So, he found that there were many things which were common in Sanskrit roots and Latin roots. But there were places where it was missing. And he found the missing link was in Tamil. So, very often we start a program very enthusiastically. I mean, government has to give an order. That's the end of the day. But to implement it, there should be a guideline. So, in that, if you ask me, languages should begin by roots. So, in Sanskrit, many expressions are like that. Vritra, you know, those terrors. So you could apply it to wolf, you could apply it to inner enemies, which tear away your, you know, sometimes we say, no, we are feeling torn inside. We literally use the expression. So it opens the door to an occult understanding of life. Who is tearing you from inside? So in yoga, there is a whole pantheon of certain asuric beings or hostile forces which do these acts. Tear, torn inside. And frankly, when you look at language that way, there are many interesting things we understand. For example, now I am taking a medical example, that there is a correspondence between the body and the physical ailment that you are having. So people often ask how. As you see, it has come up in the language. For example, we use the word, oh, he is a pain. I am not going to define where. But at least neck part, huh, is a pain in the neck. Literally. So what is pain in the neck? It's something like a burden that we are bearing. Oh, when he comes, I feel a churning in my intestines. My heart beats. So we have corresponding emotions and physical equivalents. So it's a wonderful world to explore. And in Sanskrit, they used it very, very beautifully. So,
when so, child comes to you, when I mean, here we heard that the child is kindergarten, he comes to you at the age of 3. The child has come, the child stays with his parents, but he comes to school. And maybe his language spoken at home is either Bengali or Tamil or whatever.
Yeah.
And the first day of school he comes and you start speaking to him in French.
Yes.
The child wants to use the washroom and he's missing his parents and he's crying and all. So, I mean, how do you, when you talk to the child doesn't understand one word that you speak.
That's what I'm saying. They are far more adaptable than we imagine, because my son has actually gone through this process. So I can vouchsafe to you that they are so happy. I'll give you one.
We believe that at least if you speak to him in the language that he knows, he will feel at least some relief that, okay, I have left my mother and...
This part I'll...
At least
the
language over here I know. So, you know,
this part I'll explain. See, this idea of creating comfort zones works both ways. We want to create comfort zones for children at the expense of progress. I'm not talking of the 3-year-old, but generally we do that. And then they grow up also, we want to give them comfort zone. What was Gurukul about? Now I'm coming back to what this system is. This system is quite like Gurukul. Actually it is Gurukul in the sense Guru is Shurvindra and the mother, and then the system has sprung up. It was never intended to be in school to start with. So in Gurukul what used to happen? I'll give you a real story how the great Indian civilization once developed before this tendency came. I'll answer that question also, but just to understand the background. So 5-year-old Satyakam wants to learn the highest knowledge, which is known as Brahma Vidya. And he goes to the guru, Rishi Gautam, and says, I want to learn it. He says, you find out who your dad is. He goes back to his mother, says, I've never seen my dad. Who my dad is? She says, I don't know. Because I was working in many homes. But this I know, that I am your mom. Okay? Child's comfort zone is broken. He goes and tells the guru exactly verbatim. And the guru says, if there is such a mother who has the courage to tell you, so that means you come from a very high upbringing, because somebody has the courage to speak such a truth. And the child is told that you want the highest knowledge, you take 100 cows, go to the forest, let them grow into 400, then you come back home. Now when you look at Gurukul, it was designed to, because it's a training period, it's a period when we have to learn to discipline, to focus ourselves. It is, there is no comfort zone, that's true. That mama's language is not there, mama ka aachal nahi hai. But then if the child learns, of course teachers have to be very compassionate. That the teachers are. The teacher has to understand. Here they can do it because there are few children. That difficulty is there. That if you have 15 children and 5 teachers, you can do it. You have literally that. And at the same time, if a child wants to go to for Susu and is feeling uncomfortable, he is not able to communicate, I suppose it speaks of the teacher to be able to understand it. And within a few days, the child learns. How do children learn at home also? That I want to go for so-so. And also they learn that, well, maybe one day he will be able to control it for some time, or maybe even, not able to.
This is just an example, but he wants something. He's hungry, he's thirsty. So many things can happen. And
yes.
Day one, I mean, you just don't talk to him.
No. People know all the languages. Not that if he says in English, they will say, no, we don't want to hear about you. No, that's a very wrong way to look at it. I mean, a child... Of course.
But the teacher is going to express.
So supposing a child says, I am feeling thirsty. So the teacher will not take a stick. See, it's never used like that here. Oh, you better speak in French. I think we have a wrong understanding. If the child speaks in English, the teacher will put a glass of water and speak the French language. That's how it will be. It's very simple. It's not so complicated. It's not like teachers will say, oh, how dare you speak? I'm not going to turn a deaf ear. Why will they do that? So the child will ask in whatever language, and then slowly the teacher will replace. It's like a slowly, we do it at home also. When children say tanni tanni or what do they say? So what do we say? We let him continue with that? No. What do we say? We bring the water and say pani. That's what we do. We don't say no, you will be thirsty till you say pani. He doesn't know. So exactly the same thing is done there, and very compassionate. Let me tell you, this idea of compassion, meaning putting in comfort zone, is not very healthy for children in general. Because as we know, first 25 years, it should be learning to self-discipline themselves. And if we don't do it in school, it won't happen at home. And I am well aware as a psychiatrist, I'm a psychiatrist by profession. Children are having such a difficult time because parents, to give them comfort zone, they have everything, mobiles, and they are seeing horror videos in front of teachers. Why? Because we should give them freedom. They should be comfortable. And I know children who have breakdown and they come to me for treatment. So when will they learn self-disciplining? It is so important. They have to learn that in real life adaptation, these children adapt so remarkably when they go out. I mean, my own son, he never appeared for exam. I am just giving one example. There is no exams here. So one may wonder what he will do when he goes. He was paradoxically, after completing knowledge, looking forward to exams. He had taken up English, Latin, Spanish, French, all kinds of languages. And he said, Dad, I want to see an exam. His first exams was what is called as a master's equivalent. How did he get into it? He applied to Sheffield University in UK, Khudi. They had an online telephonic interview for 20 minutes. And they were so impressed, simply because the child could communicate in so many languages. He had such a wide view about life. They didn't take any test. They were maha impressed. They said, we don't want your marks. When are you going to join? See, we don't value what this can do to children. And when he went there, after 1 year, first time ever in life, he had an exam, and he was so excited about having an exam. And of course, he did very well. Because see, what Shurbito is saying is that develop the capacity and the faculty. And if I have to put it in modern language, never make a child, don't pick up the food and put into his mouth. Teach him how to make food. Teach him how to go to the door and find food. This is the task of an educator. Never to feed, even parents. If they make it easy for the child, it will be very difficult for the child when he goes out, because the world is not going to be. So they have to be around, but let the child take the challenges of life. It's wonderful to have the challenges in a controlled environment. Then when they go out, they don't know how to take these challenges. I travel all over the world, and I have this problem because my mother would always make such nice dishes wherever I went. And now I have this problem, so whenever I go out, if I don't get Indian food, the only thing I can do is to survive on French fries. Maa ke haath ka khana kahan milega? Ab, fortunately, Indian families, they look after well. But you're on airport. What do you do? So I understand ki how nice if from childhood, she would have taught me how to eat noodles, how to have, pasta. My life would have been so easy. So we have to understand that adaptability is equal to evolution. And many languages, different subjects, Shobhinda also speaks about simultaneous teaching and successive teaching. Different fields. I often tell my children who want to perform well. So I ask them, how many hours you study? I ask them, how much you play? No, sir, I don't play at all. Thinking it's a virtue. So I have to tell them, if you do this, there will be a law of diminishing returns. So you need to incorporate play. And I know it by experience. Even during my AFMC days, during MBBS, MD, all through, I kept up my studies, kept up my play, games, and my other interests. And you do it steadily. So they must learn to do that. Also to learn to shift from one situation to another. So all these are actually, see, language is a small issue, and who is teaching what is a small issue. Ultimately, the goal is to equip them to not only face life, but grow with it. So the larger goal must always be kept in mind. The smaller goal is, kaise padega, kyon padega. But that never is the goal. The goal is how to take the challenge of life. Look at the situation. Now I'll put it the other way. A child goes into the school. Okay, there is a teacher who is only dealing with French. I mean, this real-time event I am saying. He has come out of the comfort zone. And he is having a teacher who talks in French. So he doesn't understand the language. So what does a child do? One option is he can break down crying. Okay. Other option is he learns to adapt. What is this language? Let me learn. Let me understand. If at home the environment is good, and if the teachers are compassionate, he will take the other route. And this is a lesson for all of life. Faced with a challenge, I may look for my comfort zone and break down. Or faced with a challenge, I may learn to adapt. And it is this adaptation which will equip them throughout life. Well, they have to go out in the world, they will forget. They'll forget language probably to an extent, because some will drop off. Now, I don't remember my Sanskrit. So, you know, like that. And they'll forget algebra, geometry, trigonometry. But this has made their brain supple. And it has made them, capable of dealing with real life challenges. So I suppose it's a good thing. We can look at it both ways. So while mother tongue is very good for the first 5-6 years, but subsequently different languages, different subjects should be introduced. In fact, mainstreaming at 9th standard, I don't know what is done now. But at an early age, children are put into physics, chemistry, biology. It's not a good thing. They don't do it here. So children learn to look at life holistically. So otherwise they are all chemists. So I'll give an example. People, for instance, come here like this. They come for a particular with an idea, like you are educationist, and one way is that you have come seeking about education, what better things are. But there is another way to look at it. Maybe education is just an excuse, and you are here, and you are here for something else, to look at life in a very different way, to look at life afresh, when all this education becomes secondary and you go back a very different, changed person. Ki hum gaye to the padhai karne, ke bare mein seekhne, seekh ke to hum atmagyan aa gaye. Ye kya hua? So, you know, this openness and adaptability makes life very wonderful. I'm sharing what I have helped me in life with a wide range of experiences. Traveling all over and meeting all kinds of people. It really helps, because we don't know. Sometimes even with my clients, I ask the same thing. Clients come, I'm now talking of psychiatry, that I'm depressed. So they are all into focused on the depression. I focus literally. Doctor ko jaake ye bolna hai, ye bolna hai. Bhook nahi lagti, neend nahi aati, ye nahi hota. And they expect the standard format. I'll ask them that, "Acha, kya hota hai? Neend nahi aati? Kya tumko kya ho raha hai?" Sometime I ask a very odd question. That okay, so maybe what happened today, and then something like you may ask, "Ye raaste mein ek." पेड़ में फूल खिले हैं देखे उनके रंग वॉट इज नाउ वट इज हैपनिंग इज द पर्सन इज सडनली लर्निंग टू डी फोकस एंड रीफोकस इट्स ए ग्रेट क्वालिटी So when the person goes back, he may realize that how much joy he has missed simply because he was focused on one small point. So this wideness and plasticity are going to be the two basic qualities in the coming age. And nature is doing it in its own way. Children today need more space and they are a lot more adaptable than what we can imagine. I mean, at least I see the younger generation. I always say salutations to them. हम तो मोहल्ला मेंटालिटी में बंद रह गए, पड़ोसी में क्या हो रहा है. दे आर लाइक दे थिंक ग्लोबली एंड दे आर वेरी प्लास्टिसिटी विच इज दीज आर टू क्वालिटीज विच वी कैन डेवलप थ्रू मल्टीपल टाइप्स ऑफ टीचिंग डिफरेंट लैंग्वेजेस बिकॉज थ्रू लैंग्वेजेस यू ऑल्सो अंडरस्टैंड कल्चर. फॉर इंस्टेंस वेन यू लर्न फ्रेंच फॉर इंस्टेंस नाउ फ्रेंच लैंग्वेज इन टर्म्स ऑफ सोफिस्टिकेशन इज एक्सट्रीमली सोफिस्टिकेटेड लैंग्वेज. And I discovered it, I don't know French, but when I watched some French movies, because people told me, I discovered they have shades of emotion. For example, now, abhi ek average agar vyakti se puchenge, to wo bolta hai, khushi ya dukhi? Sukh dukh to chalta rehta hai. So I asked them, sukh ke kitne types hote hain, prakar hote hain. Now, you know, there are shades of happiness. There is happiness, there is joy, there is felicity, there is just a satisfaction which makes you feel happy. There is ecstasy, there is, of course, bliss. There is, you know, so many types of emotions. So in France, in French language, you discover it. Then gender. It speaks about a way of thinking of a whole section of humanity. So languages is not just, it's a doorway to a culture. And when you have different cultures, you understand different cultures, you become wide. That okay, in this culture, for instance, in now Chinese, why we often say, you know, they are doing this, doing that. Now I'm not talking of the communism part, that's the sad part of it. But there is no doubt that there is a kind of intellect. Now how this has developed? It's partly because of the language. Nobody is talking about it. See, they have the pictorial thing. In Japan also you have this. Now what happens when you have pictorial words. So you are simultaneously learning to build concepts of word and images together. It's there inbuilt within it. And then that image carries a lot more meanings. That's how Sanskrit was. From one root, you have multiple languages. So people became very wide. And that's why one of the things I keep saying, see why Indian civilization has become so resilient and adaptable. One reason is because early exposure of India was to Sanskrit language. So when you read the Vedas, the Upanishads, you become wide by default you become. Because you see that the words are used in certain ways. You can combine words. You can separate them. And you start playing with it. So it should be taught in a very happy way. One of the problem is that, oh my God, it's a language. एक और सीखना पड़ेगा. आई थिंक दैट माइंड सेट शुड गो अवे फ्रॉम ए चाइल्ड. लेट्स प्ले विद ए लैंग्वेज एंड वन कैन स्टार्ट विद इफ यू हैव टू आई मीन आई एम जस्ट गिविंग वन आइडिया लेट यू पिकअप दिस. सो वट आर द फंक्शंस ऑफ दिस एंड ओके इफ यू हैव टू गिव इट ए नेम वट नेम यू विल गिव कंप्लीटली ओरिजिनल एंड क्रिएटिव वेज. सो आई सपोज द वर्ल्ड इज ओपन इफ वन. But goal should be clear. The goal is not language or mathematics or physics for their own sake, but for the sake of the development of the child in different dimensions, to equip him psychologically, inwardly, as well as outwardly, of course, to deal with the real time challenges of life, to grow, to progress, to love to learn. And I think if children can love to learn, that's a wonderful gift we can give to them. So, मैं तो ये पूछने वाला था कि आपको यहाँ पे आपको क्या लगा लैंग्वेजेस और एजुकेशन तो छोड़ दीजिए, वो तो एक पार्ट है, वो तो आप लोग एक्सपर्ट्स हैं उसके. यू आर दी एक्सपर्ट, वी शुड लर्न फ्रॉम यू एक्चुअली. बट सिंस बाय डिफॉल्ट और डिजाइन आई डोंट नो यू हैव कम हियर, सो इफ देर इज एनी क्वेश्चन अबाउट बीइंग हियर, दैट इटसेल्फ वुड बी इंटरेस्टिंग. आई मीन दिस आई एम जस्ट floating a question by the way.
I was thinking to say that Yogesh Bhai brought us here. Again.
Yes. The secret is his name. No, his name. His name is Yogesh. So the Lord of Yoga has brought you here. Why he has brought you? Maybe language is an excuse. And I am saying this because I'll tell you some real life events here. So there was a lady who came here because she had got a burn. And she wanted to, and those days, long back, is some, I think, 80 years back or something. So plastic surgery, who will do? So, and so dangerous, all these things. So she had heard that in India there are yogis who can do magic. So she came all the way to India. India, mein, that time, of course, Mother and Sri Aurobindo were, even now they are too well known. So she came to the mother and said, I have come here to get this cured by yoga. So mother said, I can't promise you that. But if you wish, you can stay. She said, okay, I'll stay. But all the time it was that some magic will happen. Suddenly, after a few days, she began to get so interested with the entire worldview and self-view and the teachings of Sri Aurobindo and the mother. They said, mother, I want to pursue this further. She said, stay. She continued to stay. Then she asked, why did I come here? She says, this was an excuse to bring you here. So always, and that's what I meant by plasticity. Sometimes it seems that we are coming with a certain purpose. But there is a purpose behind the purpose, which is the concealed purpose, which Yogesh has planned it. And it applies to everywhere. I mean,
and
we all...
They approach me again. We are thinking to go over there.
So that makes it one step further. So I think that purpose is so much more.
We selected our link.
Haan. So that's what. So as they say that, pehle bulawa to wahan se aata hai. And it is so true. Today also we are speaking about it. It's the divine who calls first. So my suggestion, I don't know how long you'll be here. Another one day, tomorrow.
One more day.
So you have a night here. Contemplate this night on why you are here. Not about for a moment, leave aside
language.
Go beyond language to the silence which the words poorly try to communicate. Maybe language is just an excuse. Yogesh Bhai just happens to be a link, but something else has pulled you here. I'm not saying you should follow or start believing in any philosophy. I'm not at all suggesting that, because that should never be done. But since you are here, it's a good opportunity to learn. That's how I have, you know, at least try to look at life, because I travel so much. So when I go somewhere, I take it that outwardly people have called me for the talks, which is fine. But since I'm here, let me try to learn and understand how people see from their lens. So now in America, when I had gone, so they are having elections. So I said, we have our own view. Let me ask the view of these people. They have these LGBTQ issue going on. So I asked them. So it's a learning process that when we are at, see, wherever we may be, we can constantly learn. So this idea of universal education, as in the story of Satyakam, that take 400 cows and make them 400 come organically. That's what life is about. So maybe language is not the issue. The issue is the that which is behind the language. So you have a day here, so maybe you can spend it in that. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Would you mind if I click a photograph with...
No, I don't mind at all.